Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 59 of Geek Out with Pebbles. Oh, man, my voice sounds like shit. So I might have caught a little bit of con plague. because I've been sneezing, like, nonstop, like, for a while since yesterday. So, woohoo. Usually I'm lucky and I can avoid it. Like, I don't get sick that often. So, sometimes I luck out and I'm able to not get con plague. But every once in a while, I get it. So, that's why my voice sounds like a piece of shit. So, bear with me. I'm going to lose my voice doing this podcast, so it's okay. It's all for people, the very few people who actually listen to this. I actually remember to put the link up ahead of time, so I'm going to open the chat and wait for my friend Aaron, who's going to be on the show with us. Missed a lot of shows for a while. So we'll see if he actually remembers to hit the link and join us. So most of tonight is going to be Otakon review, because if you clearly forgot Otakon, because I haven't been talking about it in every podcast leading up to Otakon, which is over the weekend. So definitely just, I'd have to say it might have been one of my favorite Otakons in a while. Because last year was kind of meh. Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like memorable. But, oh my god, I honestly, like, I don't think that, I think the only low point for me in the con was I had a photo shoot and the photographer was running late. So, and honestly, that's the only thing that, like, for me was a low point in the con. Then seriously, that's like a really fucking good convention, like, all around. So, yeah. So, like I said, it was definitely one of my favorite. Hey, Aaron, what's up? Can you hear me? Are you there? I know you're not muted, so what's up? I can't hear you, man. So, if you say something, let me know if you can hear me. What's going on? Let's see if this works. I'm going to mute you and see if it... Hello? Oh my god. Fuck. Try the link again. Try again. If that doesn't work, we're just calling. This is, I know I've mentioned this a few times, this is one of the reasons why I'm not, I'm having some issues with, Blog Talk Radio, so, we're gonna try and get him back in the studio, see if he can, be on here again. So, yeah, like I was saying, Otakon all around, GreyCon. I made so many new friends, and I got to see some of my friends that I only get to see once a year. Like, I have a few friends that only go to Otakon, and the only time I get to see them is at Otakon, and it was crazy just trying to like find time to meet up with them. Hey, can you hear me this time? Really? Oh my God. Okay, this is a mess. And I swear that I really do hope that this can be heard because, oh God. There's so many issues. It's like this last month, like using Blog Talk Radio has been nothing but like issues with the site. So, not happy with that. Hold on, give me some dead air while I get the number. All right, we're gonna hope that call-in works. Call-in worked the week before. No, it wasn't last week, and it was 2 weeks ago when none of my guests could get in to the studio. Okay, so back to Otakon. So I made a shit ton of new friends. I got to see my old friends. I only get to see once a year at Otakon, which is great. But I only got to see them for like a couple hours. Because my schedule was so packed, and one of my cosplays, I couldn't be like in it for too long because the shoes hurt, and the body paint was annoying as all fuck. But it was a hit. Like Android 21 Majin, it was a huge hit. Tons of people. I got stock for lots of pictures for it. It was great. But oh man, oh I got to see some of my Instagram friends and followers, which is nice, and I got more followers. I broke 400, yay, go me. And so me and my friend, we hosted a PJ meetup for My Hero Academia PJ meetup photo shoot Friday of the con. And like we didn't know how many people were even going to show up to this thing, so one of the people who showed up was someone that I met at Katsucon. Hey, is this working? Are you fucking kidding me? It's not working. I don't know what's going on. I still can't hear you. So one of the people that showed up to the PJ meetup was this person that I met at Katsucon. And at Katsucon they were dressed as Shigaraki, and we got a few pictures of because me and my Bakugo outfit cosplay. We got a few pictures battling, and I sort of remembered her voice like when she showed up to the meetup, but I didn't actually like I couldn't really place her face because one, Katsucon was a while ago, and two, she was Shigaraki, so she had a hand over her face to in the pictures. But she immediately recognized me, and I was like, holy shit. So I made a new friend that way, and I can now say that I am friends with the Kirishima cosplayer, because of all my cosplay friends and all the ones that do My Hero Academia, none of them cosplay Kirishima. So I can't do any like Bakugura stuff. So this person, seriously, like, shout out to this person. They were awesome. They put up with my stupid shenanigans. And all that and all that stuff. So, like, it was really funny because, like, we clicked instantly. Like, we were in tune during the PJ meetup, just doing, like without even saying anything, we're doing the same, like, pose or something like that. And it was great. And seriously, like I said, a big shout out to the Kirishima that showed up there. I don't want to say her name on here. Like I said, they put up with my shenanigans because after the shoot, the Marriott Hotel, the Detached Convention Center, has these, like, really cool light-up lounges. Like, and the lights change colors. So, like, it goes from, like, red, orange, blue, teal, yellow, green. Like, it changes colors. It's really awesome. So, we were just goofing off and being stupid and being loud and just getting pictures taken. And after we did that, I was finally able to do one of something I've been wanting to do as when I'm in a casual Bakugo cosplay, is I've been wanting to go to the gym and take pictures just, like, working out, like, on the machines and stuff, and, like, doing free weights and stuff like that in my Bakugo cosplay. So, the hotel has a fitness center. So, like, this person was completely okay with, like, going to the fitness center and just, like, taking pictures. those pictures are not on my camera. I have to wait until my friend who was taking the pictures during that to post them or send them to me, because I want every picture from that from the set. Yeah, so we did that, and that was, yeah, that was fun. It was basically just, like I said, it was shenanigans, and the Kirishima and even they were just putting up with it, and it was great. So, seriously, like, shout out to the two of them. And for my friends for taking the pictures and also indulging in my antics. But, well, seriously, when I get these pictures, I'm apologizing in advance right now for the spam of Bakugo and Kirishima shit that is going to be on my Instagram. So... it's, like I said, it's just funny, and, like, that, I think that was the highlight. That was definitely one of the highlights of Otakon, was, like, doing shenanigans with these. So, I'm gonna hit this, Kirishima up, about maybe doing, Fantasy AU Kirishima, so I can finally do Fantasy AU Bakugo. I want to do that outfit so bad. I love it. It looks so badass. And we're going to make Kirishima into a dragon. So, or, like, part dragon. Like, wings or tails or something, horns, something. We'll figure it out. Or, like, maybe have, like, the arm transforming into a dragon claw. We'll figure it out. But either way, it's going to be fun. And yeah, we're going to try and do this. So that's what I want to do. And so yeah. So while I've been doing all this, I've been waiting for my friend to restart his computer to see if that'll work, if he can get in to the link, because I don't think he can. He says his phone audio is trash, so he can't call in. And so I hope it works, him restarting the computer. Otherwise, it's just me, and you're just going to be stuck with listening to me and my scratchy voice for the next 43 minutes, which really isn't going to be that bad, because like I said, most of this is going to be Otakon. So, like I said, I had my first experience was doing like body paint with cosplays, and they actually came out a lot better than I expected. Like I said earlier, Android 21 Majin was a huge hit. I was only at the con for like maybe like 2.5 hours or so as Android 21, because like, oh my god, those heels were murder on my feet. And I got to pose with do some pictures of the DBZ North American tour, which will be at New York Comic Con, so I'll be able to get even more pictures there. And yeah, I can't wait for that. And so yeah, Saturday it was actually Saturday was a lot of fun, because I had my second cosplay that was body paint, thankfully more comfortable shoes, but it was Carrot from One Piece, and me and my friend, a different friend, we were hosting the One Piece photo shoot. So like the day of, we were like spreading the word, any One Piece characters that like cosplayers that we ran into, I would tell them, and actually a few of them told me that, yeah, we heard about it from someone. So I was like, yes, awesome. And so so people were spreading the word around for an unofficial photo shoot that it rained. We were doing the shoot outside. And like, we managed to take like a few pictures outside. And it starts to rain, and it's just like, why? Of course. So, we literally just like have everyone who's at the shoot, we just have them like all walk back into the convention center. So that means we like have to go back through bag check and prop check. So you have this like, it was like a huge group of like 30 plus One Piece cosplayers, maybe a bit more, just walking back into the convention center, and then like we're all just walking through the con to enter to the Marriott Hotel entrance, and just we were like, that's a lot of One Piece characters. And I was like, I wonder what they're doing, like. And then, like, we're all just trying to photo shoot. So, we end up finding a place to do the photo shoot on the second floor of the Marriott, which is really, really where I did all the photo shoots I did were done, like, in that area, because it's a really good area for photo shoots, especially the group ones that are unofficial, because at the con, so con security and staff can't do anything about it. But yeah, so, and I'll get to that in a sec when I do like a couple more of the cons of Otakon. But starting with the highlights and pros first. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. The shoot went so well. Because I've done it for Anime Boston a few times, and It's always a good shoot. I never get complaints by the people that participate in the photo shoots that I run. So it's always good that people have fun and stuff. And this was definitely one of the ones. People liked it. It was great. And so yeah, those pictures will be up hopefully in maybe after next week. Because I'm gonna have to do anime next pictures first. I know, it's been like over a month now since Anime Next. So I have to get on those. So those pictures will be posted first. And then I'll start doing Otakon dumps, photo dumps. And this Saturday, I will be lobby conning at LCAC. So if you're at LCAC on Saturday, you'll come find me. I'll be Bakugo Hero Office in the lobby and stuff. So, yeah, that'll be fun. But yeah, so there's going to be, like, it'll be a while before these pictures are up on Facebook and Instagram as well. So, let's see, where was I? And then Sunday, I just, I hung around as Bakugo Hero Outfit, and wandered around the dealer's room, and apparently I was the only, Bakugo Hero Outfit on Sunday, so, like, there were a ton of My Hero Academia characters that were, like, looking for Bakugo, and, like, they're like, when they found me, they're like, Bakugo, we need pictures. So that was great because there were, like, I don't know, just, but I was like, because the only other Bakugos were just either doing, like, the gym uniform or, like, other, like, not the Hero Outfit on Sunday. So yesterday. So that was pretty good. We actually literally just, like we start posing for pictures. And then a bunch more, like, My Hero Academia characters come and join us, and we're just, like, stopping, like, just blocking an aisle in the dealer's room for about 5 minutes as we just, as, like, more people come and, like, join us to get in on this picture. And I got to do one of my favorite shots when I'm in Bakugo's Hero Outfit, is I found as a best genius actually came up to me and it was like, please, can I comb, can I try and comb that mess of hair, the mess of hair? And I'm like, yes. So that actually made me really happy and I got those pictures. And yeah. So it was, the highlights and, like, the pros for Otakon. I'm just going to go into the cons, some of the things that, like, weren't so good about the con. But like I said, overall, probably one of the best Otakons I've been to in a while. This is my sixth Otakon, my sixth time at Otakon. So, but yeah. So first off, the fact that there was nothing One Piece in the schedule. Now, like I said, this is my sixth time at Otakon. Every Otakon that I have been to, there has been at least three One Piece photo shoots on the schedule, or happening at the con. And, like, since I've been there, it's always one of the biggest photo shoots. So, like, especially back when it was in Baltimore, the BCC, we'd always do it outside at the fountain, which is a, like, beautiful background to have the One Piece Judette. And, but yeah, there was always at least three official One Piece shoots. Maybe one of them might have been an unofficial one, but yeah, there was always three. And even last year, there was two One Piece photo shoots. With the first year in DC. And this year, nothing. And there's always at least one panel related to One Piece. Sometimes we even get the One Piece podcast at the con, and they'll do a panel. But nothing. So that was one of my issues, and it starts with the fact that they wouldn't approve a photo shoot for One Piece. Yet they approved two photo shoots to be on the schedule for a Mattel doll. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Mattel doll. Barbie. That is fucking Barbie. Now, I don't hate Barbie. Fuck, I played with Barbies when I was little. Alright? But the fuck? How do you have a Barbie photo shoot? There ain't no Barbie. Like, no one was dressed as Barbie. Like, what the fuck? What was this? A part of me kind of wanted to go to the shoot just to see what it was, but I didn't actually end up doing that. But yeah, so they had two photo shoots for that. They had one photo shoot for this one show that I had never even heard of. And it was like, I think it's like 80s anime that when me and my friend looked it up, it definitely looked like some Yuri, 80s Yuri anime. I have no clue. I don't remember the name. I'll try and go through the Otakon schedule and see if I can find it. But I'm not doing that now because I'm going to, like, forget to talk and it'll be dead air for, like, 5 minutes while I try and find it. But, yeah, so there was that. I had a photo shoot. But still, like, it didn't, I just didn't understand, like, what they did. So, and here's another thing, and I missed this photo shoot, because I had gotten, back to my, hotel Friday afternoon later than I planned to de-pink. That is literally what I've been calling it all, weekend when I was, going from Android 21 back to Bakugo. I had to de-pink. Get the pink off. And I wanted to try and get into Hirosuit Bakugo in time for the My Hero Academia photo shoot at 6, but because I was the only one in the hotel room at the time, I also had to be there because one of the people that was rooming with us wasn't getting in until because of like some issues, they'd missed their bus on Thursday, so they had to catch a bus on Friday morning, so they weren't getting until Friday, late afternoon, and I'd be the only one in the hotel room, so I had to be the one to let them in. So I missed the photo shoot for reasons like that. But when I got to the PJ meetup that I was hosting, I had heard that the photo shoot, the official My Hero Academia photo shoot was a disaster. Now, the person who was hosting that photo shoot actually came to the PJ meetup and had explained to me what happened. So apparently where they were scheduled to have their photo shoot was no longer a photo shoot location, which doesn't make any sense because, like, why be able to, like, why have it so you can schedule your photo shoot for that location and then change it last minute? So the shoot started off disorganized. Apparently, there's a shit ton of people that came. But it got, it wasn't, it didn't go very well because that was one of the, so they had to change locations. And then there were some other issues that were happening along with changing locations for the shoot. And I've been forced to do that as well at Anime Boston. I had to we had to find a new location for the One Piece photo shoot 1 year, and it was a disaster. Like it literally like it ruined the shoot. We lost half of the people that had come for the shoot, but I don't know if the turnout if they lost anyone when they were changing locations, but still, that's definitely like an issue with the con itself, not the person who was hosting the photo shoot, but still, like, I don't see how they can schedule a photo shoot and then change the location. All right, please tell me this worked, Aaron. Are you fucking kidding me? All right. I honestly don't know what's going on. Like, this is annoying. This is the third time, I guess, has tried to hop in on the show and just can't. So I'm not sure if it's on his end or if it's on my end or if it's Blog Talk Radio. But due to past issues with the site, I'm leaning more towards Blog Talk Radio being the issue here. So this may be one of my last shows here on Blog Talk Radio. In the next few days, I'm gonna be looking for. I'm looking into Twitch. I will probably start broadcasting on Twitch next Monday, and we'll see how that works compared to this. It might be better. And yeah, so but yeah, so there's a lot of issues with like so those are just some of the issues the con had. But yeah, so my main issue is like there's nothing One Piece related really. And but yeah, the schedule was kind of like all over the place. You are unmuted. Okay, we're gonna try and mute you again. All right, we're gonna leave you on hold for a few seconds and see if it's gonna work. Okay, so this is just being stupid now. You are unmuted. Oh my God. Okay. I'm not entirely sure what is going on with this. Like, this is annoying. So I'm sorry you guys are stuck just hearing me talk. But so, back to some of the cons. So I'm still getting lost. I'm not entirely sure if that's a con because of the fact that I have no sense of direction. So no matter what, I would still get lost. But yeah, I got lost trying to find where my friends were for about 20 minutes. Apparently, I had walked right past the room that they were in, and I didn't notice it because I'm just an idiot and oblivious to my surroundings. And what else? My con swag. I got a keychain. Yeah. I have to say that this is the first time I've gone to a con and actually came back with money. I bought a keychain. That was it. So yay, I saved money. Way to go, me. It doesn't usually happen that often. Usually end up spending a good amount of the money that I have set aside for a con. And but nope, this time I actually spent a lot less, so that was good. Let's see. So yeah, so I saved money, so I bought a keychain. I was gonna get a figure, but they didn't have any Zoro figures that I wanted. And the one Bakugo figure that they had, the same one they sell at GameStop, I can get way cheaper at GameStop. So I'm like, nah, that's not worth the price it is when I can get it for like its actual price at GameStop. So yay. So there's that. Let's see. What else? Trying to think. A few times this weekend I had to take an Uber, because like just I 'cause I don't know phone numbers for taxis, and just slightly easier because they know, like, 'cause you can just like hit it like with the Uber app. It's just easier. So there's one point where I was trying to take an Uber to meet up with my friends for dinner, and I'm at my hotel, so I'm taking the Uber to the restaurant that my friends are at. And so get this, the first Uber that I contact calls me up and says, "I don't know where your location is." And I'm like, "You have the address. It's the like," and I give them the name of the hotel. And they're like, "Oh, I don't know where that is." And I'm like, "Don't you have a GPS? Like, why are you an Uber driver if you don't know how to get here?" So, there was that. So that Uber person, canceled and shifted, and like another Uber, was gonna come pick me up. And then that Uber person called me and said, "Where are you? Where's this address?" And like I'm arguing with this guy for like a couple minutes about the address, and he's like, he also doesn't know where this is. And like as soon as I got off the phone with him, his car is now a different color and it's someone else coming to pick me up. So I canceled the damn Uber, and like the guy at the bellhop at the hotel, seriously, like fucking like MVP of the con for me, at least when I was going to and from the hotel. So shout out to Dante for being like the best like cab hailer around and just being like really chill to talk to while I'm waiting for a taxi and stuff like that. But yeah, like this guy like legit like he flagged down cabs for me. Super nice. Next year, next time I'm in DC, I'm gonna go stop by and say hi to him. Because like he was awesome and definitely gets the MVP for my con experience, definitely. And but yeah, it was So yeah, that was just like really weird, 'cause like if you're an Uber driver, either you know your way around or you have a fucking GPS and you use that. So I don't know why these Uber drivers are telling me that they didn't know where I was. So that kind of bothered me with Uber and stuff like that, but yeah. And actually, I got to travel with a friend on the train there and on the train back. So, 'cause usually I travel alone and then meet up with people when I get to to where the con is. But yeah, this time I actually traveled with someone, so that was fun. Definitely kept like was able to just like. I don't know, just save my phone battery instead of just playing on my phone for a trip or whatever. I was able to talk and just hang out and be like nerds and geeky and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, that was great. Definitely, definitely worth it. And so yeah, that was Otakon, and I seriously I can't wait for Otakon next year. Oh my God, it's gonna be great. And I mean, I already know I'm going to Otakon next year. There's no doubt about it. So it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it again. And like I said, I just can't like this. Con season, there's always con season for me. There's always a con that I'm going to that's coming up. So yeah, just gonna have a lot of fun at the next cons that I'm going to and stuff like that. And guys, I have a super fun idea planned for LCAC since I'm only there for one day. And I will, I'm gonna try and make that a surprise. So there's actually only one person who knows about this idea. And, I'm gonna, have a lot of fun actually, implementing this. It's gonna be, if it goes well, it'll be, blowing up, Instagram if it goes well. So, yeah, I'm gonna try for that, and I'm actually really looking forward to that because it's just like, it's just more shenanigans, and this is what I do. I do stupid shit, and it turns out pretty funny. So, I'm excited for that, and so it looks like so we're gonna be doing me and my friends. We're gonna be characters. I think two of my friends are going to be villains. One's going to be Aizawa Sensei. And I think another friend's going to be another pro hero. And I think my other friend's going to be Deku. So we'll be it'll be an interesting group of us. But yeah, you'll see us at LCAC on Saturday. So stop by and say hi if you see me there. And so 15 minutes left in this show. So let's talk some My Hero Academia most recent episode. I had to wait to watch it today because like I didn't watch it. I wanted to watch it on the train. But I didn't want to use up my data for that. And by the time I got home, because yesterday I was running on like less than 3 hours of sleep, because I got back to the hotel at around 3 something. And that's when I went to sleep. And then I was up at around like 4:30. And then I was up at 5 because one of. 'Cause I was like barely sleeping. I really just couldn't sleep. So, and one of my friends was leaving really early in the morning. He was leaving at 5 to get to the room. And oh yeah, that's right. I'm mad. Facebook deleted my post about Oticon, so I'll have to repost that later, which kind of annoyed me because what the hell. But yeah, otherwise, so yeah, I did not get much sleep last night. So when I got home last night, I crashed and I slept late. I do not sleep late. I'm a morning person. I'm up at like 6 or 7 in the morning and I'm like wide awake, ready to start the day and shit like that. So I slept till 11 today. That is how much I needed to recover. So, we're gonna see how well I do at the gym tomorrow, because it's gym day tomorrow. I gotta get back to working out. Woohoo! So, gotta get that New York Comic Con body. But yeah. So I watched the episode this afternoon, and holy shit, fucking like couple episodes you had Saro had his moment as MVP, rescuing Deku and Uraraka, and like showing that like, yo, look what I'm capable of. Like, this is why I'm in class 1A. And then, like, Baku Squad, like, right there. Kirishima, Denki, and Bakugo, all facing up against, like, the guy that, like, turned Kirishima into, like, a ball of smush. Of, like, mushy flesh, which is, oh my god, so gross, but really funny. And they did to Bakugo. So it just leaves Denki to like to step up and like have his moment, and he fucking does it. And then as soon as like he electrifies, like he electrocutes the guy, then you just see like Bakugo and Kirishima just like go in for like a double team punch on the guy, and yeah, so. And so that was great, 'cause I like seeing more of the other characters, the other 1A students just getting more time to shine and be like, yeah, we're not just like there, we can actually do stuff. So that I like that. And so that definitely, like I said, just it's a great another great episode. Can't wait for next week's episode. And because I read ahead, I've read the manga, I know what's gonna happen. And I'm just like, I can't say I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil stuff for people. But yeah. Woohoo! Oh my god, my friends are actually sharing the link to my podcast. So hopefully that means I'll get some viewers for this week. So yeah. Woohoo, 10 minutes left. All right. What can I add? I completely forgot. So I went to a panel the other day, actually, yesterday when I was at the con yesterday morning, and the panel was on the 4Kids Saturday morning lineup. So y'all know how they fucked up, how they like dub shit and like over censored shit and all around they just like. They messed shit up. Like they just they made it worse, and it's not good. So they had a panel on like basically the summer, like part of the summer was like the horrors of for kids TV, and I brought my friend, one of my new friends who did not grow up watching for kids TV Saturday mornings. It's not that he was like he's only a couple years younger than me, so but he didn't grow up watching it. And so I was like, no, you need to see this. And one of the things, so they just showed a lot of clips from some of the things that they dubbed, and it honestly, as cringeworthy as it was fucking hilarious. I try not to revisit 4Kids TV unless I'm talking about One Piece, and because they just fucked up so much with One Piece. And but yeah, that was actually the only panel that I had actually went to for the entirety of a panel. And it was so worth going to because it was just like it was hilarious. And just all around, just it I was I appreciate the people that took their time and actually did their research. The panel host really did their research on 4Kids and actually went into like they actually like knew what they were talking about in terms of just like the company as a whole and not just like, yeah, this is what they dubbed, this is what they fucked up, and like here's the differences between like the dub and the original one in Japanese and the one in Japanese. So, but yeah, definitely forgot to say that one of the only panels I managed to get to, definitely worth going to because it was funny. Oh, that's right, another con, the AMV contest. I missed it because they scheduled it early in the day, much earlier than it than they usually schedule it, and I was disappointed because I like going to the AMV contest. I like just watching the AMVs and then voting for the ones I like and stuff like that. And it's usually something that I always go to, especially at Otakon. And I missed it because of the way they scheduled it. So that didn't make me happy at all. The missing I had to go to and stuff like that. And I don't even want to know. What the fuck? What is my friend spamming my Instagram feed with? Okay, I'll deal with that later. Okay. So, like I said, just I had a blast at Otakon. I've got 5 minutes to wrap this up. I might end this early because it is just me, and I am getting to the point where like I'm feeling the fact that my voice is going, and I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. I do know that my voice will be back in a couple of days, and I'll probably lose it on Saturday at LCAC. But damn, like seriously, thanks to everyone that I saw at Otakon that made it like such a blast to be at the con. And I'm gonna repost my thing on Facebook about it, and just giving some shout outs to people and stuff like that. So yeah. But all around I had an awesome time at Otakon, and it really is like I'm actually feeling post-con depression. Usually, like, it doesn't actually hit me. Like, I'll be sad that the con's over, but the people I met this year, this weekend, like the fun times I had, it's just like it's really hitting me that I'm not gonna see some of these people probably until CosmoCon in February. That's months away. It's a long time to wait. So, like I said, we're gonna see. But yeah, post-con depression and con plague. Seriously, damn. Okay, I just all right. Okay, I gotta call it early because I need to drink some water right now. Good night. Thanks for listening to Just Me. I'm sorry that my guest was unable to get on the show. Like I said, I don't know what the issue was, and stuff like that. But don't forget to subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles, and check me out on Facebook, Geek Out with Pebbles at DJ Pebbles. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter as DJ at DJ Pebbles 07. And yeah, so we'll figure this all out at another time. And all that. And yeah, so with that, good night. I will let you guys know if I'm switching to another platform for next week's podcast. Until then, keep track of my Twitter and my Facebook page for any info on that. All right, guys. Good night.